Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 670. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook. As I always say, I want this to be a place where you can learn about the truth, where we can break through some of those myths about health and wellness, and allow you to hopefully get the latest and most valid information. If you're new here, you may wonder, well, why am I qualified to do these things? Well, I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm also chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and hold two other faculty positions as well. All right, so hopefully you have more faith in the idea that I'm going to give you accurate information. So let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. My question is about the most optimal time during the week to take a rest day. I like to run 3 days per week and lift weights 3 days per week, alternating the running and the lifting days. Run days include one speed day on the track, relatively easy pace, day 3 to 5 miles, and a long run day about 6 to 10 miles. Weightlifting days include a circuit training day, low weight, high reps with very little rest between each lift, another day doing moderate weight, medium reps with 1 to 2 minutes rest between each sets, and one strength training day doing 4 to 5 sets of each exercise using heavy weight, low reps, and longer rest between sets. If I were going to take 1 day off per week, after which workout would make the most sense from a physiological perspective to optimize gains? Thanks.
Hi, Travis. Thank you for your comments and your kind words. I'm so glad you find this show useful. With regards to your routine, I was impressed with how balanced it already is. It sounds like you're regularly exercising 6 days a week with quite a bit of variety. In my experience, most folks show up to the gym without a plan at all. They walk in, look around, find a machine that's empty, and park themselves there while they play on their phone. And instead of concentrating on the moves that they're doing, they're concentrating on their game of Tetris or Wordscapes. I know your question was about rest days specifically, but I have one recommendation. Again, I can tell that you've given your workouts quite a bit of thought and have planned them out quite nicely by mixing both high volume and strength training along with different cardio intensities. If you end up hitting a plateau or getting bored at any point, you can consider incorporating days where you only work one body part. Let's say shoulders are your weak spot. Wait, shoulders aren't your weak spot? Just mine, according to some unnamed family members? Well, whatever. If they do become a weak spot for you, you could take a day and just target your shoulders. Or a variation on that would be one lift days, where you perform one movement until you can't anymore. Ideally, make this a safe but compound movement, like pull-ups or push-ups. That way, when you're trying to squeeze in that last rep, you don't end up dropping a bar on your head or injuring your back, which may happen if you were to do bench presses, squats, or deadlifts. And after one of these variations, since you will likely be pretty gassed, you'll likely want to take a rest day. See, I was going to get around to answering your question eventually. So I would say take a rest day after a particularly grueling workout. The workout may have gone really well, but the next day you're sore all over. That means it's time to take a rest day. Or let's say during your workout, you're struggling a bit. Moves that felt easy before now feel clunky and difficult. Maybe every second you spend working out feels like an hour. You find your heart's just not in it. that may be a sign that it's time for a rest day. Now, let me be clear about what a rest day really means. It means that you go a bit easy on yourself. It doesn't mean you lay on the couch and binge watch season 2 of The Punisher on Netflix. Instead, you get up and move your body, but in different ways. Think about a rest day as a mix things up day. Spend an hour performing some active stretching, or an hour of yoga, or maybe go for a light jog, or do something active and fun like paddleboarding. Notice, with all of these examples, you're still moving, but just not as intensely or at the same volume as before. Of course, this advice goes out of the window if you're injured or sick. Then please listen to your doctor. I should also mention that you may even need a full rest week. Again, this doesn't mean you get to lay in bed all week. Instead, think about other ways to stay active without doing your normal routine. On Monday, go for a long walk at the beach. On Tuesday, try archery. No joke, I did this and my hands, arms, and shoulders were pretty sore the next day. On Friday, take a dance lesson. Yes, I actually did this too, and no, I'm not going to share that experience with you. Okay, you twisted my arm. Let's just say my dancing partner probably needed their toes reattached to their feet because I stepped on them so much. I think you get the idea. Bottom line, a rest day or even a rest week isn't really resting in the traditional way we think about it. Instead, use this time to mix things up. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Travis. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win books, it's really easy. You can call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. That'll let you record your question right from your computer, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. And that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.